Welcome to Kiara Nation. We're a variety show, vlog with independent opinions, a podcast for adults to speak freely and frankly about sexuality, gender, politics, spirituality, and human rights, and how they intersect with history and the world today. Our mission is to advocate for responsible and consensual dialogue rather than violence, bigotry, blame, and discrimination. Fans and listeners, the nation, our guests and guest co-hosts, and even our naysayers are part of the chat, clearing up sexual stigmas, including myths of marginalized groups such as LGBTQA, sex workers, adult entertainers, and the spiritual, with a mix of in-depth research, compassion, humor, and no-holds-barred dialogue about what we want to see in the future.
Hey, welcome back to Kiara Nation podcast. Today's going to be a little different. I am part Miskito. My mother's Miskito. And there's a lot of things going on in the Miskito Nation in Central America on the Atlantic side. There's a lot of murdering. There's a lot of killing. There's a lot of raping. There's just a lot of genocide against my people. And this week, we got a video on Thursday where they've slaughtered, killed, and desecrated the dead bodies, like slicing them into pieces. I don't understand these people. I mean, not even in war do I believe that anybody's going to stop and start slicing like a beef slab or whatever. And it's very important for me to put my support out for my people in the Miskito territory, the nation of 12 tribes who are being ethnically cleansed in their own ancestral nation by greedy corporations and condoned by Daniel Murillo regime. I don't know, all these warlords and imperialists and all your stupidity is just a thing about your insecurity that you got to put it off on other people. And it's disgusting. It's not just in the Miskito Coast, all over the world. And I support you in fighting for your rights, and don't ever give up and don't ever lose hope. Please, I give you my mother, Reverend Josephine Hendy Clarence Robertson, who is a matriarch of her nation, and she got out of treatment to come do this video and this message to our people and to the world. Please listen. Thank you. One other thing. She doesn't condone my my theories, the way I think, or whatever, but she'd never kill me over it. They've done some weird things, but this isn't about me. I'm just making sure that it's understood that my mom has her beliefs and I have mine, but she's securing herself to be able to love her God the way she wants to. And I'm securing myself to be able to believe in what I believe. And I do believe in an omnipotent God that doesn't need my fear or anything and has made me perfect and whole just the way I am, with my thoughts and my out-the-box thinking, all that. I just don't do that other stuff she does. But thank you once again. Just had to put that out there.
Estos son cuatro muertos. Pásame el machetico, pásame el machetico.
Ya esa ya no voy ni queriéndola con los reyes. Ah, mijo.
Ey, gonorrea está completo, ¿no?
La esposa es mía.
Cánzala completo, esa. Sí, mita, ya está pinchada la tripa ya.
No, casi.
¿Qué pasa si pasó de aquí? Nadie lo quería, no, ya. Fuera de aquí, fuera de aquí. No. Fuera de aquí. Fuera de aquí.
Hey, la esposa, vea.
Fuera de aquí.
Pueblo de Miskito, Mar de la Santía, Mar Caribe, ese era el nombre antes de 1492. Estoy viendo la criminalidad de los colonos, del gobierno que está en poder, porque ellos no son colonos, ellos son del gobierno. Porque ningún gobierno del mundo que tiene compasión a su propia persona y a sus hijos admiten que venga gente de extranjero a entrar en su tierra a matar a su gente. Y yo clamo a Jehová Dios, Yahweh, Yoshua el Mesías y el Espíritu Santo. Pido a Dios que Él manda separaciones de nuestro país y de nuestra gente. Pido a Dios, Padre Eterno, que nos libra, así como libró los israelitas de Faraón. Y este gobierno no puede ser ni la cuarta parte de fuerza que como eran los faraones. Nicaragua no es más fuerte que Jehová Dios. Y en el nombre de la sangre y del agua de Jesucristo, declaro la mosquilla es independiente. Y clamo a las Naciones Unidas, a todas partes del mundo. Estoy clamando al señor presidente de Estados Unidos, su excelencia. Estoy clamando y ordenando la palabra de Dios que vaya adelante de mí y que toque el corazón de este zancudo. Daniel Ortega Saavedra, él y su mujer, la vicepresidente, y todos los comunistas que están dentro de nuestra tierra, porque Mosquitia es un país libre e independiente. Ya pasaron los años de tratados. Y si Nicaragua fuera un país, el gobierno, estoy hablando, no el pueblo, si ellos hubieran tenido dignidad, hubieran reconocido cuando la hora llegó de la independencia. ¿Estamos solos? No, estamos llenas de poder de Dios, no del demonio. Y sepa, entiende, ustedes pueden matar la carne, el cuerpo, pero no pueden matar el espíritu de las personas que han matado, porque esos espíritus están con Dios. Heavenly Father, I call to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah in Hebrew. I call in upon you, Yahweh. Help us. We need your help. You promise us to put you first. When I put you first in everything, I have never turned away from you without calling upon you for our deliverance. We don't look deliverance in ourselves. We are looking it in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We call to you, O St. Michael, Father, powerful St. Michael, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. I am your servant, God. I do my best to keep your Ten Commandments because you promise us if we keep the Holy Sabbath holy, all these things will come to us. And I pray, Mananisut miskitu uplasumu garifono uplasut. Dawanda pura sons, ailaka manani wapaya bahala, manani piaya, manani libaku diaya, Ten Commandments, kaiks, Exodus 20, Exodus capítulo 20. Debemos de volver a Dios. Porque el santo día sábado es bendecido por Dios. No hay otro nombre en la iglesia, en la Santa Escritura, perdón, que dice adorar a otro día, solo el sábado. Y por lo tanto, estoy viendo todo lo que está sucediendo en nuestra gente. Estoy llorando. Mis ojos del corazón están llorando. Mi corazón está de rodillas ante de Dios, pidiendo auxilio en nombre de Jesucristo, Jesús el Salvador. Clamamos a las Naciones Unidas que despierta, que no quedan dormidos. Geneva también. La Gran Bretaña. Toda la Unión de Europa. Estoy aclamando al presidente de Estados Unidos que ponga su poder que tiene él para clamar y mirar esta angustia que está pasando nuestra gente. Esta diabólica acción de los colonos debe ser reprimida inmediatamente por todos los gobiernos del mundo entera. Todo Centroamérica debe levantar. Toda Europa, toda África, toda Arabia, toda parte de Israel, todas las naciones del mundo enterito debe de mirar y debe de ayudar, porque hoy el mal nos ha caído a nosotros. Nadie sabe si mañana caerá a vosotros. Ayuda en nombre de Jehová Dios, en nombre de Jesús, la Santa Biblia de Dios. Estoy clamando a Dios. No tengo armamento. No tengo bombas. No tengo nada de eso. No tengo rifles. No tengo soldados de la humanidad de esta tierra. Tengo a Dios Padre. Tengo a Jesucristo, tengo al Espíritu Santo. Yang mana ni ramai wisna, Lulam Creeks, Dawan Jesus Ra, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Emmanuel, Jesus San Miguel, llaman a Dios. No pongan fe en hombre o mujer. No pongan fe en ningún gobierno. Pongan fe en Jesucristo, el Nazareno. Él tocará el corazón de los presidentes, de los líderes del mundo, excuse me, para ayudarnos. En la mano de Jesús estoy poniendo todos nuestros dolores, todas nuestras penas, todas nuestras lágrimas. Somos humanos, somos gente. Y Miskito existió antes de 1492, existió antes de 1776, cuando Estados Unidos declaró su independencia. Nosotros ya era un reinado. Y clamo a Dios Padre Eterno otra vez en nombre de Jesucristo que nos ayuda, porque necesitamos ayuda. Y somos despreciados, mirados como basura, Señor Dios, pero somos hijos suyos, somos del séptimo día del Evangelio, del 10 mandamiento. Buscan en Génesis y miraráis que la palabra de Dios es grande. Busca en Éxodo, busca en Deuteronomio capítulo 5, capítulo 28. Léalo completamente. La sangre que está corriendo de nuestra gente y corran, también va a caer sobre todo lo que están matando a la gente en el mundo, toda parte del mundo que hay devastaciones. Yo pido a Dios, Padre Eterno, Jehová Dios, Yahweh, Elohim, Yeshua, que manda su ángel a ayudarnos. Solo un ángel necesitamos, no necesitamos dos. Uno. All English speaking people that are in Mosquito, which are known as Creole, I am calling on to you all, for you all to stretch your hand to Jesus of Nazareth. The time is now to come closer to Jesus, because the genocide continues night and day. Where are your leaders? Where are the leaders of Miskito? Where are the leaders of the world? I'm calling to the United Nations. I'm calling to Russia to cease genocide. Calling to China to cease genocide. Calling to the Honorable President of the United States, First Power, Mr. Biden. Calling to Pope Papa Michael. Calling to the Court of America, International Nation of Kingdom and Nation. The hour has come, la hora ha llegado, time canarasa, and I call to Yahweh as the first. I put Jesus as my first government, as my first lawyer, as my first policeman. Jesus is in power, and we are calling to Jesus, to Yahweh, to Dawan, to Jehovah, to stop this genocide, raping of our women, of our children. They are worse than savages. Where are the help of the United States? United States been taking all gold and silver and diamond and all precious stone from 1821 to present. Why is it that United States keep their mouth closed and their ears stop up? They are deaf, they are dumb, and they are blind. Isn't it written in the treaties that when anything happened to us in Central America, we are to come to United States and call upon United States to help us? Where are those help? Why is it that you are not helping? I'm calling to you. From 1977, the 15th of October, I came to United States by Congress by the Honorable Deceased Ronald V. Dallums, by the Ambassador of the United States and the General Consul in Guatemala, admit me to come to United States. I've been writing to all governments, all republic, and under silence. Where are your dignity? Where are your honorable position that you hold? Don't you have heart? How would you like that this bandit, this criminal would chop off your head and your people's head and your children's head? Listen, what is happening to us can happen to any one of us in America and elsewhere all over the world. Calling to Jerusalem leaders, help. Calling to the Arab, calling to Africa, calling to every nation. The time is now for us to be in united and not in enemies there. We are one people. We are all human. You cannot live without bread. So that is what counts in us, not the color of our skin, not the color of our eyes, not the texture of our hair. It is the breath that is in us. Without breath, we cannot live, and we are not human anymore. We are dumb. Listen, we are calling to you all in the name of Jesus Christ. We are demanding our rights in the name of Jesus Christ. We are calling upon you to move immediately. Immediately. What is happening to us, peradventure it may happen to all of us. Endawan ninarayang mayaisis na. Within ninaba Yahweh, Elohim Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit kaba, yang mayaisis na. Manani yawan watay ablikan, and manani kaikras, blaise to kaikaya. Blaise to manane, kikes, but a man sibsma, no kabia, dia manane daukisa. Manane diara, wataya kaigras kaka, dia mata, man aisisma, man frita kaya wan. But a wan frita kbia naiwa kaka, dia manane daukaya. Dia aisaya, lan apo, but a blaise to lan taka, and aisaya upla wala will. Yohan Aysan, United States, Yohan Aysan, United Nations, Yohan Hegra Aysan, Yohan Netherlands Aysan, Yohan Tawan Sud Jerusalem, Egypt, Sud, China, Bahasin Russia, Yohan Aysan, Wantan Kadukya, Yohan Nani Asra Takaya, Manani Sibri, Pruaya. Sibre abu kaka sem pruaya. Blaise to yawan. I klaba yo. One right kadukya. Union. Blaise to takaya. Union. Blaise to takaya. Unity we need. Unity. Yawan aisaya. Upla sud unity. Miskito Creole nani sud. Garifu nana nani sud. Sumu nani. Laka nani sud.
Kukra
nani sud. Principal Kanani Sud, Pearl Lagoon Nani Sud, Wasra Sud, Alimikambang Sud,
Thresh
Nani Sud, Bonanza Mine, Lalu's Mine, Sud Upla, Upla Sud, Awang Wina, Rio Coco Sud, Wantaspa, Upla Blaisto Takaya Kume, Richard Thomas, sick manani, within one Isaiah, within but one elder, baku yang upla I win. No apo, kuna yang baha white na yang walri, naiwa within karna Aysan, manani walls within Isis, a du pale. Yowan ba upla, yowan ba limi apia, yowan daiwan apia, yowan ba upla. And within nani one ikisa, and yan lukisa sin one pisa. Bahadiga upla saura nani, da one ninara maesisa. Union takaya, unity, asla takaya upla sud, mairin tuktan sud. Upla utri kamra dimisa,
and maya ikaya. Diamataman bukras and help manself. Diamataman bara iwi inisa. Aluy, aluy. And bam maikisa. Ay klabaya. Mayrin, Tuktan, White Nasut, Yawan, Tasba, Dukia, Ay klabaya. We got to fight for our right. Stop being coward. Stop being afraid. Stand up for your right. It is written in the Bible. David said, why did he die like a fool, having two hands? Why didn't he use his hand to defend his life? You have to defend your life. Tiene que salvar su vida. Tiene que proteger tu familia. No se deja. Estoy llamando al mundo entero. Y estoy pidiendo armamento para mi gente. Armamento para mi gente. Si vamos a morir sin arma, es mejor que tengamos arma y peleamos, hombres, mujeres y todo, hasta nuestros animales. Pero la libertad lo vamos a sacar en nombre de Jesús y en nombre de vosotros. Manani Karnikam, Manani Karnikam, Isaiah. Thank you, Bali. Isabel. This is in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you, Reverend Josephine Robert Fry. Amen.
God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Please go to www.miskitunation.org and you can have more information. There's also a little link there where you guys can go see my mom's art. It's in NFT, but we also have prints that are less expensive, and you can help her that way. We're not asking, or she's not asking, for a handout. She's asking for a hand up, and she's selling some of her very interesting variety of different genres of art, and she sings and she dances still at her 78-year-old age. She's absolutely charming. She's an absolute queen of my heart. And although we don't see eye to eye, I adore her. I adore her strength. And she must understand that I got all that from her. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, but she wanted, I don't think she ever realized that this would be what I would be fighting for. I thank you guys for listening to me. I'm going to make the show better and better. It's just I have a lot on my plate. And after COVID, now I got all these bills and stuff. It's just really hard for me to get over here and do what I love. I have to do what I have to do to do what I have to do. Okay, you guys, I love you so much. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day, night. And may the goddess bless you. Bye.
Kiara has a burning passion and love for her work and has suffered hell in the past. directly related to the status quo's illogical indoctrination of sensual and sex shame. She doesn't believe in this sex degradation and shame and wants to expose the misinformed information and history on the subject. This world is for all, no exception. There is nothing to shame oneself about when it comes to the lifestyles of consenting adults. Committing genocide or starving millions or cohorting with corrupt politicians, rulers, dictators, and big business that creates poverty and suffering. That's shame.
What you doing, boy?
I'm making a pick for my homeless friend.
Kiara Nation Studios.